Good morning. When Mark Powers emailed me to return to Old Orchard for the third time in a year to share about the food pantry at Grace and Peace, my husband asked me if I had anything new to say. I assured Dave that Mark didn't require that I say anything new. Coming here today is a chance for me to represent Grace and Peace Fellowship and the six of us on the pantry team and to thank you for coming alongside us with your prayers, your cash, and your food donations. Recently, a pantry guest shared some of her story during pantry time. She came in for a bag of food and just started pouring out her heart. She lives in a nearby apartment building, and she had phoned the police because of a minor altercation with her husband. Because the building was what the city calls a nuisance building, the incident eventually resulted in her husband being removed from her lease, and also she was fined $200. She was distraught to be separated from her husband, and she didn't have $200 to pay the fine, so she was just kind of waiting for the time when she had an appointment with HUD to discuss for her hearing. So we weren't able to help her with the $200, but as she was leaving, she turned around in the doorway and thanked us profusely for listening to her story from beginning to end. And that's why I'm here at Old Orchard today. I can hear the thanks of our neighbors over and over again, and I want you to hear their thanks. For them, I want to thank our dear Lord and to thank you here at Old Orchard. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul talks about giving that shows depth of faith and gives glory to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. As you know, Grace and Peace is located a mile east of the U-City Loop at the corner of Delmar and Clara, at the intersection of three neighborhoods with quite a wide span of economic, racial, and educational realities. We have been told that our zip code has the highest number of ex-cons in the state of Missouri. Rooms that can be rented by the week are three blocks from $200,000 new homes. When the deacons have paused and tried to assess the needs and resources within a 1 or 2 mile radius of our church building, we find there are too many needs and too many resources to get a handle on. We open our doors for the pantry 2 Wednesdays a month for our neighbors to come in for a light lunch and a community Bible study, and then the food pantry. We offer to pray for our guests, provide a bag of groceries, and direct them to nearby resources. Occasionally, a guest makes an appointment to visit with the deacons. We encourage all of them to apply for food stamps and to visit other pantries in the area. In the last year, we have had 152 different guests come to the pantry. On average, we have 20 guests each time we're open. That means with your help, we have given almost $5,000 worth of food away at Clara and Delmar. What are our food sources? Since my last visit here, the St. Louis Area Food Bank has become our main donor. Grace and Peace, Old Orchard, and Memorial, and two other churches, along with a nearby neighborhood organization, regularly donate to the pantry. And the deacons at Grace and Peace fill in any gaps. In Luke 4, maybe a year into his public ministry, Jesus stood in the temple and read from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor." He goes on, "He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Grace and Peace is privileged to be located at Clara and Delmar and to live out our commitment to the gospel. Our guests need the food pantry for a range of reasons. The poor have no income at all. The poorest have no income at all. They are unable to work and are applying for disability and waiting and waiting and reapplying and reapplying. They are unemployed or don't know from one day to the next when they will be called in to work. One guest, Carolyn, worked part-time in housekeeping at a hotel in Westport. She had been taking two buses each way for months to get to work. When I met her, she had taken time off from work to bury her adult son. The hotel stopped phoning her because they had a drop in the number of guests. They no longer needed their part-time housekeepers. We helped her move in with her daughter, and then the daughter abandoned the apartment they were to share. She dropped in at Grace and Peace a few weeks ago to talk to me about her recent car accident. We realize a small number of our guests are hungry. Most of our guests use the pantry to ease their cash flow. The bag of food may allow more cash for bus tickets or rent or utilities or some things we don't like to think about. We want to provide hospitality and that we want to listen to our neighbors' stories. Most of our guests are thankful not only for the prayer and food and directions to other resources, but they're grateful to feel that their story has been heard. Last year when I visited here, I talked to you about a man who was a single dad who was raising his six kids. He was working irregularly for a moving company a couple of days a week whenever they would call him. Most of our help for him was with bus tickets. Can you imagine having six kids in school without a car to get to a parent-teacher meeting or to pick up a sick kid in the middle of the day? When he was eventually awarded disability, he let us know he was moving and was hopeful that his life would get easier. Although another neighbor in an electric wheelchair would phone us in wet weather on Wednesdays or any day of the week because in wet weather her electric wheelchair wasn't reliable. So in wet weather, we would deliver her bag of food directly to her two blocks down the street, especially if she had grandchildren coming by. She sent us a thank you note when she moved. Recently, the pantry team met to talk and pray, and some of us confessed that we had had hard hearts toward the poor. But after visiting with the poor, time after time, our hearts were opened and softened to serve more freely. The pantry team is challenged to be focused on the gospel rather than on the food. We don't want to encourage dependence on food pantries, and we don't want our neighbors to be hungry. We want to take every opportunity to share with our neighbors our hope and strength and joy in the Lord. So for the third year in a row, I want to take this opportunity for thank you for your faithfulness and generosity in coming alongside us. Thank you.